Remarks of the President, Malta, Colorado, 7 October 1952.
Of the United States. Good morning. I'm certainly glad to be here this morning. I've had a grand time watching the train go through Tennessee Pass. I've heard my grandfather talk about it many times. He used to cross it with an ox team a little higher up. I've been seeing some fine scenery in this mountain country of yours. I've been talking with one of the nicest groups of state and local candidates I've ever met. You can't go wrong on November the 4th. If you go to the polls and vote the Democratic ticket and elect for the House of Representatives Wayne Aspinall and for Governor Bill Metzger, two fine gentlemen. While you're doing that, the Democratic this year is headed by one of the country's great leaders, Adlai Stevenson. I think Adlai Stevenson will make a great president. He has experience and integrity, and he will drive forward with the great advances we have made for the welfare of all the people. Senator John Sparkman is an excellent running mate for Governor Stevenson. Senator Sparkman knows the problems of the average man and understands what it means to stand up and fight for the average man. Here in this area, you have some of the richest mineral deposits in the world. I'm told that 75% of one of the world's most important minerals is produced near here. I understand that the Leadville Drainage Tunnel, built with the help of federal funds, has helped revive metal mining in this area. The cost of that tunnel will be repaid many times over in the lead and zinc that is mined as a result of it. That's an example of how the government's resources can be used for the benefit of all the people. That's what the Democratic Party believes in. And there are many, many instances throughout the country where federal projects are contributing to our welfare and prosperity. But there are still some who call these projects socialism. I think you'll agree with me, it is just the plain common sense way to use the powers of the government for the benefit of the people. That's what the Democratic Party's always stood for and what it always will stand for. So think it over. Study the record of the two great parties. I want each one of you to ask yourself, which political party has done most for Colorado and for your family and your children? All you need to do is just do a little thinking in your own welfare and interest, especially in this neighborhood here lucky in the fact that there has been Democratic administrations in Washington. Now, I'm very much interested in the historical background of this great mining area. I've read all the stories and all the books I can get on the men who were at the top of the heap when Leadville was the greatest mining center in the world. I've read. Stories about H.A.W. Tabor and his silver mine, his wedding in Washington when Grover Cleveland was a guest at the wedding of Tabor and his second wife. And I've read a lot of cloak and dagger stories about things that happened in the silver and gold mines here at Leadville. When I was out here on several occasions, I've gone to Leadville and looked the city over on account of its historic background. And now with the construction of this government project, maybe we can bring Leadville back as the greatest mining center in the history of the world. And I hope we can do that. Now remember this. That it's your interest that's at stake. We have a wonderful ticket, nationally and statewide, for your own best interests. Go to the polls and vote for yourselves on November the 4th, and we'll have 4 more years of good government in the United States for the benefit of the people. Thank you very much. I have